Cause they don't wanna see the light. They don't know what's wrong from what's right. All you gotta do is tell me, do you wanna do something?
Boy, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was Katie Dobbins from There Is Light. It was called There's a Light.
When you started singing, I thought he had the CD player on. Then I realized you were actually singing.
Aw, that's so nice. Thank you.
And I got to say, I mean, I didn't notice you were packing percussion.
Hey, I like to have surprises.
Is it around the ankle?
Yeah.
That's why I can't tell. I can't see you. It was like, where is that coming from?
As I started, I was like, I hope this is going to come out okay.
Oh, it did. I just didn't know. But usually I can tell when people are like walking around because, you know, they have bells on. But I couldn't tell. That was pretty good. Sneaky of you.
Thank you.
That was a really beautiful tune. I mean, you know, so it's a two-chord song. But, boy, you really made the most of that. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I really like that.
Thanks.
So, let's play one more recorded from this record. You mentioned the Jeep song.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Tell us about the Jeep song.
Well, what do you think it's about?
Maybe it's about a Jeep that you had that you really loved and so sad you had to give it away one day when it just couldn't do it anymore. Am I close?
You know, I would rather never get to have a Jeep than have to have one and give it away because I love them so much.
See, so I'm 50% there.
Yeah. One summer, my friend had a Jeep Wrangler and he was trying to teach me how to drive standard mm-hmm. on it, which was really fun. I mean, I spend a lot of my summers in New Hampshire on a lake, so we're driving around the lake, top off, doors off, you know, it's great. But it was also really hard learning how to drive standard, and I wasn't very good at it. And I always tell people, like, we would go to ice cream the next town over, and going there was all uphill and coming back was all downhill. So I made him drive uphill because those red lights, stopping in a standard and having to start
chicken.
Again.
I drove a manual transmission for years. You just got to get used to it.
Well, you know, you're a BA and I'm not. I don't know what to say. Okay. It was just hard. But it was a blast. And so
what does BA stand for?
What?
BA, what's BA?
Oh, I can't say it on the radio.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it was that. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so it was just a really fun summer learning how to drive it. And I wrote this song. It's about not wanting to stall in a vehicle. But metaphorically, because I like metaphors, it's about not wanting to stall on yourself, too, as you kind of pursue this crazy life.
Dual meaning, I see.
Always.
Always. All right, more from Katie Dobbins. Great CD called There Is Light. This is Jeep Song at WMFO Medford.
easy now.
It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike on the mic. That was just another selection from Katie Dobbins. That was Jeep Song. Had dual meaning there, as we talked about. And we're going to hear a little bit more from her and another selection right after this at WMFO.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's WMFO. I'm so impressed.
Hey,
here we are. Yeah, so a little bit longer here with Katie Dobbins, whose new CD here is There Is Light. Are you going to be playing out anywhere that we can go see you?
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited because I recently started hosting and performing in a monthly series at the Burn Back Room in Somerville, right in Davis Square.
It's such a great room.
Oh my gosh, it's one of my favorites in this area. I really love it. And they're so supportive of local artists and original music. And so this series happens on the last Tuesday of every month. And it's called Songwriter Roundup. So I'm there every Tuesday, and then there's always three other songwriters with me, and we just play acoustic original songs in the round, and it's super fun. The next one's on July 30th, I believe.
And who's going to be with you? Do you remember?
Yeah, so it's me, Rachel Marie Theis, and Emily and Jake.
Oh, terrific.
For the next one.
Tom Bianchi and it's just great.
He's so great. Yeah, I feel it's truly an opportunity that he's given me with this series and just all singer-songwriters to be like, yeah, take a Tuesday night, show off your stuff. And it's just been really fun. And I love that style of performing because you get to hear so many different artists all at once on the stage, and then the audience has been really liking it too. So,
well, the Bar Inn is just such a supporter of the whole local scene. They've been here forever.
Yep.
And they have a great kitchen too, which is
really
nice.
Yeah, their food's great.
It's great.
Yeah. You can come get food, get a couple drinks, enjoy some music. It's
great.
I'm
telling you. All right. So, Tuesday, July 30th.
Yes.
Make plans to go see Katie and those other talented performers. So let's finish up. I know it's sad. I don't really want you to go yet, but
I don't want to go either.
I know, but let's play one more from this really beautiful CD here called "There Is Light." And I imagine this is available anywhere you can find music.
Yeah. So if you come to a live show, I do have physical copies that I sell.
Yeah, like this.
Yep.
Yeah. See.
And it's also available. Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, all that jazz.
Okay, so you wanted to end with a selection called Bring On The Fire. Tell us a little bit about that before we spin it.
Yeah, this is a song that I started in high school and then didn't finish until I was about 27. Recorded it on my first record, She Is Free, and then re-recorded it on this record. So this song just like keeps taking on new shape and new life. But I'm really excited about this new version. It's the speakeasy version. And it's really just a song about like taking risks and putting yourself out there, and no matter what other people say, just like bring on the fire, bring it on, man. Like,
gotcha.
The lyric is, they say, when will you learn? If you play with fire, if you play with fire, I'm like, how's it going?
Nice.
if you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. But then I say, well, if you don't, you're never even gonna feel the heat. So like, you bring it on. Let's try it out.
And
see
you regret
happens.
It. You regret it forever if
exactly.
you don't even take the chance.
Yeah.
Sincerely, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate
it. And we'll see you again during Live Day, won't we?
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Katie Dobbins, everybody. I'm going to leave you with Bring On The Fire. It's WMFO Medford. Anyway.
mind, but she kept her heels and her head held high, saying that love was worth her life. When will we learn? When will we learn? When will we learn? When will we learn? It's not about glory, it's not about fight. I wanna do something with meaning tonight, but there's fear in our hearts from these words in our minds. To overcome that, we need one hell of
WMFO Medford. It's Mike on the mic, 12:16 in the afternoon. This is something about the women with a special edition of Boston Women Rock. And we just heard from Katie Dobbins' CD, There Is Light, that was Bring on the Fire. And I don't even know what's going on here. I'm going to bring up the mics, and we have a whole bunch of lovely ladies here. I'm not sure what's happening, but you guys are going to do a station ID for us, though, right?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was you're supposed to do?
I do.
All right, let's see.
Yeah.
Ready?
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. All right, this is kind of crazy, everybody. This wasn't planned. We have four lovely ladies here. Carissa Johnson, Linda
Vienz,
Emily Grogan, and Katie Dobbins. And I guess, explain what happened.
Carissa Johnson.
Oh, what, did I forget somebody?
Yes.
Oh, Emily, oh, yeah. Oh, he said it first.
Oh, I did.
We got it.
So you guys were sitting in the green room, and you concocted a plan. What is that?
We were like, we should write a song. We're all sitting here with our guitars in our hands.
So you wrote a song.
Yeah. Yes. We wrote a song.
And so, like, you're going to do it, like, now?
We're going to play
right
it now. For you.
Okay. What is this song called?
What should we call it?
What's It Like?
It's called What's It Like?
What's It Like? All right, so this is a treat, everybody. This is called What's It Like at live in Studio A here at WMFO in Medford.
All right. One, two, three, four.
What's it like to be a woman in rock? Don't ask us, 'cause we don't play the part. All the crime in the world.
was like the best thing ever in my life. Thank you so much for doing that.
That will forever be a collaboration between these four people, because psychically we were channeling Katie. She was totally with us singing with her beautiful voice. Yeah. So it's all good. So
and we found this
tambourine. It'll be the four of us. So.
Okay.
And she did. She played the baby tambourine.
That was pretty good.
It's a very young song, but I think it has a lot of potential.
I think it has potential.
Yeah.
All right. That was Carissa, Linda, Emily, and Katie.
Yes.
Original composition. You know that we're going to take that off of the archive and play it again. That was great. So Carissa, you're going to come back and join us in a little bit?
Yeah, in a little bit. I'll be back.
Okay. And Linda's going to stay with us now. Oh, this is the best thing about live radio. You just never know what's going on.
You know what's up? Oh, bye, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay, so you're sitting down at that mic.
Somebody should open that Kingdom of Love CD as well.
I think that would be a great idea.
I think you have it. It's the purpley one.
So, this is WMFO Medford. It's 12:19. And I am opening up Linda's CD. Oh, God, it's still shrink wrapped.
That's okay. Actually, start with. Do you want to start with, hello, everyone.
Hello. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Who are you?
The last time I saw you, Linda, you were at the tribute. And you were on stage, and you and were great.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
You know, even though it was a hard day, it was a beautiful day.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I'm one of the many lucky people who... got to work with Asa Brebner, and he was a big mentor, and what a great talent, and what a great person, and a dear friend, so I feel was really an honor to be up there with, John Pfister, and Robin Lane, and Tim Jackson, and so many people that loved him and played with him over the years, and it was an honor, really.
It was great to see you guys do that.
Thank you.
So, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit, about you. I mean, I know just from our conversation before that, you grew up in this area and you have a long history at the RAD and the music. But just tell us if you grew up in a home that had a lot of music and that influenced you, and how did you sort of get from there to here?
Well,
I
was lucky enough. I mean, I loved music. I was, a young teen in the 70s, and, I just was such an exciting time musically, and my dad brought me a guitar back from Mexico, a beautiful little Spanish classical guitar that I still have, and I just took some lessons and taught myself to play, and this began with Neil Young and Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell and a lot of songwriting greats.
Oh my God, yeah.
And just learned their songs, Simon and Garfunkel. The Beatles and the Stones, of course.
Sure.
So it's just such a vibrant time. And so I always, and I started writing songs really young too. So I always, but I also loved visual art, and I ended up coming to Boston to go to Mass College of Art. But that was in the late 70s, and that's when punk rock was happening.
I was there too.
I know.
I was there from 73, 74 to 79.
Which is so awesome that we share this history. So I got a job at the Innsquare Men's Bar. And
oh my, memories.
That was incredible because that's where I met like the Del Fuegos and Rods and Cones. I mean, so many amazing bands.
Yeah.
Sex Execs. I mean, on and on and on.
Oh,
but
boy.
But the most influential thing was seeing Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, because except I knew of Patti Smith, but I didn't really. I had never seen a woman with an electric guitar strapped on nice and low, wearing like a khaki military jumpsuit, totally rocking out, and that was just life-changing. And I was like, oh, I need to have a band too.
She is rather unique.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was before Chrissy Hynde, or at least my exposure. And so I was around music all the time, and I was in art school, but then it was the Talking Heads, and all these people were putting bands together while they were in art school. So we friends just got together, and then it was more art punk of the time. I didn't end up doing kind of the rock pop, more like what I did later on.
Gotcha.
Because nobody really knew how to play their instruments, except I could play a little guitar.
I've heard that so often from people.
So we just played like, but then we got better. But
yeah,
and that first band was called Children of Paradise, and that was super fun. That was my friend Mark Durant and
Ken Travers, and it was a trio at first, but then later we added Timothy Sprague, and Conrad Haberlin played drums, and later we added Danny Coughlin, so it kind of expanded. But that was my first foray into rock music.
And now here we are with this latest version here. So the band is Kingdom of Love?
Yes.
And how did the band name come about?
So we are mostly, we're kind of a studio band. My writing partner and amazing producer and engineer, Richard Lamphere, and I wrote the songs on this CD together over a period of time. We did put a band, and then we're lucky enough to have Johnny Barash on drums. Mm-hmm. We did put a band together for our CD release, which was a couple of years ago, but it was kind of a one-time thing. We did gig out for a little while, but we seem to just gravitate back in the studio, so we need to get our live thing together.
Well, this was 2017.
Yep.
Yep, and it's called Ghosts.
Yep. So I would play the second song.
How'd you know I was going to ask
Two Souls. Yeah.
All right, and a little bit about Two Souls. What is that?
This is just a kind of a summertime pop, I don't know. See what you think.
All right,
it's pretty upbeat.
That's kind of my cue right now. So this is Kingdom of Love from Ghosts. This is Two Souls here at WMFO, Medford.
Two.
WMFO Medford 1229. That was so much fun.
That's Kingdom like a top-down driving song.
It was, man. That's fun. From the Ghost CP, that was Kingdom of Love, Two Souls. And we're going to play something brand new, which is exciting. It's only on your Bandcamp. Kingdom of Love has a new single called Hold Me Tight.
In full disclosure, it is a Beatles song that we were asked to cover for a Beatles Across the Universe compilation that's coming out from... Tim Casey is the producer of this Beatles compilation, so it's an honor to be on it. But if you know the song at all, we feel like we changed it up, so it'd be fun to hear it.
Okay, and after Hold Me Tight, we're going to do one more from the EP Ghosts Karma song. We'll play them one right after the other, and we'll come back and say goodbye.
Perfect.
And, all right, here we go. Thanks. It's WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Kingdom of Love from the Ghost EP. That was Karma's song. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you, Carissa. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Emily. Thank everyone. Such a blast. All right, listen to Carissa. She's
lovely
awesome.
Lovely to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Carissa Johnson is sitting across from me, smiling.
Hello.
Into the microphone. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. So thank you so much for putting up with our time constraints here. But
oh, no, anytime.
Really happy to have you here. And tell us a little bit about yourself for people that may not know that listening.
Well, I front a band called Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just put out a single yesterday. We're kind of new wave, new wavy, kind of 70s influenced punk music, but also rock, kind of verging into some new territories now with some sounds. Excited about new music, writing new music, and playing some more shows around town. I've been on the road for the past 2 years, kind of off and on, traveling a lot, and just kind of DIY musician. And I put out a record in 2018 called Talk, Talk, Talk. And looking forward to writing more and playing more and being at WMFO today.
There you go. That was a great little song you guys did.
Thanks. So yeah, we had so much fun. Oh
my
God.
That was so cool. So speaking of Talk, 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 why don't we introduce the audience to a great track on here called Badlands.
Yeah.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about the new one. And
great.
Play it.
Thanks.
All right. It's WMFO in Medford.
Start.
From the great Talk, Talk, Talk CD from Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls, that was Badlands, and Carissa's right here.
I'm right here.
In studio. Yeah, I'm looking right at her. There she is.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what's going on now. You've got a new single called So Far, So Good.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that one?
That one dropped yesterday. I'm very excited. I actually wrote it back in the fall. I was in LA, and I was like, I got to write something. And I was like, the song's kind of about feeling a little lost or feeling a little bit isolated, and then also like I need to like figure out myself again, like find myself again, kind of after being so busy all the time, being in so many different places. And I kind of was sitting there and I'm like, I just want to be with my band, like I want to be playing again, like I want to be like doing all this. Cause even though I was playing, I still was like, again, that artist thing of like, I'm not doing enough.
Is that how it happens for you for writing? You just sort of like feel, okay, I gotta do something.
I felt this, yeah. This was different because normally things will come naturally and I'll get like a flow, like I'll be driving or something, usually in an inconvenient circumstance where I can't get a paper and a pen out, or like I'll be at a show and I'm like, I don't want to take my phone out, but I gotta write this idea down. Mm-hmm. But this one was like, I was sitting there and I was like, I feel pent up, like I feel like there's songs in me but I can't get them out. So it was more of an exercise of just writing about not being able to write a song, and so then the song came out, and then I was like, man, this is like everything I was feeling just through the process of trying to write about not being able to write what I'm feeling. But yeah, it was just about kind of the transitions and like kind of the changes. And, you know, I would like be on tour and then I'd be home for a bit and then be like a month at a time on the road, home. And like, as soon as I'd get situated, I'd have to uproot again. And so the song is pretty much about 2 years of back and forth. We brought it to Mad Oak and recorded it with Benny. And it was just such a fun experience because it was also a new recording experience where I came to the band with the song in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And I booked the session because I was like, I got to put something out. This is just like putting the pressure on. And it just ended up working, and we all just felt it. And it came out super quick, but we have been sitting on it for a little bit. So I've been very excited to finally put it out into the world.
All right, so excited to debut it here on WMFO. This is called So Far, So Good from Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls. Enjoy, everybody.
So good, so they say, some more fireplace to fit. This place keep growing straight. I'll tell you straight from the start.
WMFO, Medford 1248. Boy, we're getting there. I'm here till 1 p.m. Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers will be here from 1 to 4. And we're just finishing up our day here with Carissa Johnson. That was a great track.
Thank you.
And thanks for the context about that. That really helps to,
yeah, totally.
To when you listen to it. So let's just continue the theme of good. That was so far so good. And I want to tell you, this next one you're going to do live for us, something good. Me and Sue Edelman do a lot of shows together. Mm. And the last time that we did it, before this last one, this is the what we started off with.
Oh, sweet.
We really loved it. So tell us, cool. Before you do this live for us here, tell us about Something Good.
Something Good. This one, let's see. This song, again, I mean, I feel like it's a very similar concept to this one. I think that also alludes to the same name, pretty much.
Okay.
but I think with the Something Good, I was kind of in a similar place of like, where am I? Where am I going? Who knows? So I'm just open to the universe and
you just
look for
something good.
Open to something good. And it's about pretty much like not forcing something to be there that's not. And also like kind of like not expecting anything either and just doing your best. And, you know, kind of just like if I just keep looking ahead, something good's going to be there. And if I just keep moving on my path, it'll be okay.
I like that. So you're going to do that for us live?
Yeah, I'll play something good.
Terrific. Carissa Johnson live in Studio A. It is Something Good. Enjoy, everybody. Carissa Johnson here, WMFO.
Thanks.
That was terrific because that was really true to the recorded version that I know.
Yeah, I actually botched part of it, but We won't tell anyone.
You weren't supposed to say anything. No, it was terrific to hear that. I mean, I loved it recording. It's always nice spark to hear it live.
Yeah, totally. Totally so, different feel.
Yeah, so what are you doing? You've got so far so good. What's the plans for the next record coming out?
I'm actually in the midst of figuring that out. I'm hoping to put out, well, I have an acoustic EP coming out, and that's December 20th.
All right.
So mark the date so that I have to do it. And that one will be a 5-song EP. And then in 2020, I'm going to be putting out another EP. And that will be full band, but also my band doesn't know about that. So if they're listening in, then hey, guys, got to get something else out. But yeah, just more music. I'm home and I'm recording and writing and
playing out, I hope.
Playing out. Yeah,
what are you doing around here?
Super exciting shows this summer. We got the Beanstalk Festival in Braintree at French's Common on July 20th.
Okay.
We're headlining that. And then we have that following week, we're playing with Damone at the Sinclair. That one sold out in like 2 days, which was really exciting, but also sad because I want to tell everyone about it, but now there's no tickets. I'm trying to beg them to do like another show, like night two, night three, maybe, but I don't know if that's happening. But that's July 26th. And then we're playing at Sonia on August 7th. And those will all be full band shows.
Cool. Well, I thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to finally meet you. I know
you've
been here a lot with Sky Bar, and it's nice to do this.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun.
So I was trying to figure out how am I going to end such a great Boston Women Rock here. Yeah. And, you know, we had a lot of mention of our friend Asa and, of course, Robin Lane, the matriarch of the whole scene. So I think I want to end with some chart busters.
Great. Sounds
you know,
good to
I want to do that. This is one of my favorites from Robin Lane to end it. Thank you to everybody for coming in today. It was just wonderful.
Thank you, Mike, for having Boston Women Rock.
Really, really enjoyed it. This one's called from Robin Lane, the chart busters. This is Why Do You Tell Lies, one of my favorites. This is Something About the Women. Brian Young is coming up with Crash Course for the Ravers at the top of the hour. I'm Mike. I'll talk to you again at 9 in 2 weeks at WMFO. Thanks for listening, everybody.
you turn on the light. Don't let me, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation.